Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Rock and Roar Podcast.
What's up, beautiful people? Welcome back to the Rock and Roar Podcast. I am your host with the most, Mr. Brian Roar. This is episode 36 today. Today is Tuesday, January 18th, 2022. It's National Winnie the Pooh Day. Hey, who doesn't love a good classic Winnie the Pooh show? Always liked Tigger. He was always funny as hell. Kind of reminded me of Goofy. Just like the way he is, I guess. I don't know. He's a cat and he is a Tigger. So, so National Winnie the Pooh Day. It's also Thesaurus Day. If any of you don't know what a thesaurus is, it's kind of like a dictionary, but it's got like facts in it. I know they're hard to come by from now, but anyway, the thesaurus, it has, like I said, just a lot of good information in there, and, you know, a lot of it you can find online, but back in the day, before there was online, we had thesauruses, we had encyclopedias. I remember growing up, we used to have an A through Z encyclopedia collection, and I was a young boy at one time, so of course, you know, I was looking at the human anatomy and, yeah, I seen a woman's breasts and I was like, oh man, those are awesome. But then it showed you, it was cool, like it showed you a picture of them, but then it had like multiple pages where you take, like we flip the pages and it shows like the fat cells and the muscles and everything. So that part was kind of disgusting. You know, I just wanted to see some free knockers, but you know, I was young at one point and, you know, it's just learning all about it, so we won't go into more detail than we already have on that. But those were encyclopedias. A lot of the stuff, like I said, you can find online now, but back in our day, back, you know, 20-25 years ago, they didn't have cell phones, you know, Zach Morris phones, but they didn't have smartphones, as they call them now. But, you know, encyclopedias, that was the best. Going to the library was always the best part. That was the best part in elementary school, was when you had that chance to go to the library. And, you know, it was just a world of different books and magazines. And we used to go to the Emerson Library in Newark. I think it's still there. It's beside Cherry Valley. We're talking early 90s, folks. So back then, you know, we were playing Super Nintendo when we would go to the library and get code books, like cheat code books for Super Nintendo games, Mario, you know, Super Metroid, Mortal Kombat, you know, always wanted to do the finishing moves. So that's what we used them for. And the library was just an awesome place to go to. It was quiet, you know, you didn't have to worry about any riffraff or anything, and you know, everyone that worked there was real nice, and it was just a great experience, man. I loved the libraries and still love them to this day. Would like to go to, or not go to, but yeah, it'd be kind of cool to go to the Columbus Metropolitan Library, but to have your own library would be awesome, you know, books and upon books of everything that you can imagine. I got a small one in our garage, you know, just with like household stuff and like household books and guitar books, of course, repair books, tablature and everything. So love the library, love encyclopedias, the thesauruses. Boy, that's a tongue twister. Thesaurus. It's like Tyrannosaurus, but thesaurus. And it's also National Peking Duck Day. So if you guys and girls never had a Peking duck, you can get them at, we get ours at Aldi. Sometimes we'll get them for Christmas. Sometimes we'll get them throughout the year. Duck is really good. It's not oily, that, you know, some people say, oh man, the meat's oily, or it tastes weird. It just all depends on how you cook it. The ones at the store come with like an orange glaze, so you can put that over it. Popping in the oven, there's dinner. you know, get you some mashed potatoes or whatever side you want. And, you know, it's just good. It's nice to have little different meats like that. Now, if you want to get real exotic, and I noticed I got some of your guys' attention, there's a store in Cincinnati. It's called Jungle Jim's. Ain't been there yet, but want to go there so bad. But they have meats from all over the world. Like, you can have camel, you can have ostrich, you can have buffalo, you can have kangaroo, you can have, you know, what else they got? What other varmint is out there? Raccoon. You know, you can get all kinds of different animal meat there. And I mean, it has food from all over the world too. It's got beer and wine from all over the world. So, excuse me, it's got a little bit of everything for everybody. So there's two locations. There's one in Cincinnati, and then there's one, I don't know if it's in Ohio or in Kentucky, around that border, you know, kind of like where Cincinnati is. It's like north side or something. But, the Peking duck, you know, can't go wrong with trying something a little different. You know, you never know until you try it. That's the golden rule. So if you don't like it, that's cool. If you do, well, now you have something else to make for dinner throughout the week. That's always hard too. You know, I'm thankful enough to have a wife that, you know, can cook up anything that comes to mind. So I'm like a guinea pig. I know, I'm sorry to rub it in all yours faces, but you know, if you see me and, you know, you're like, damn, Ryan, you got like 50 pounds heavier. Well, it's because I'm eating good, damn it. but as, like I said, today is National Winnie the Pooh Day. You know, it brings you back to your childhood. Those were the good old days. Am I right, folks? Who's with me? Who's coming with me? That'd be crazy to go back in the day to, you know, kindergarten. Or if I had to go back to any grade, be honest with you, I'd probably say, man, that's tough. So many good memories in grades. Elementary school, I guess, they had the best lunches. Junior high had the best lunches, like a la carte, where you can, you know, go in and get, if you wanted a piece of pizza and some cookies, you could do that. Of course, high school had the best food too. Back in Newark High School, back in the day, we used to have three buildings that had, now this was a campus type thing, so there was what, A through what, F building, I think, F or G or something. It went pretty long, but we had lunchrooms in A, B, and C building, or was it B, C, and D? It was one of the two. I think it was A, B, and C. Correct me if I'm wrong, if anyone's listening from Newark. But A building was like, their lunch was whatever the cafeteria was making that day. Like, that was strictly, hey, if you want, hey, it's Tuesday, we're having tacos. You know, that was it. They tried a Friday, Italian Friday. It wasn't too bad. You could tell that the sauce was, you know, out of a can, but oh, who cares? You know, it was just something to hang out with your friends and do. But so A building was like the regular school lunches that they was having that day. B building was like a la carte, where you can get like burgers and chicken sandwiches and pizza and all that. And you know, C building was, what the hell is C building? I think C building was, that was chicken. C was chicken. Yeah, that's how I remembered it. Okay, I'm sorry. It's been, gosh, almost 20 years since I've been to that school. So my brain's a little lost when it comes to what the buildings were. Now I think they got rid of them and they combined it all into one. It's so sad because it was cool. It was like an open campus. I mean, it's like you went to a university, you know what I mean? Like, go in and you had different classrooms, were in different buildings, and, you know, you might have two of the same classes in the same building, but you had to walk to your other classes, and they gave you a good amount of time. They gave us, what, I think 15 minutes to get to your next class. So if you got there in 5 minutes, you can dick off for 10, you know, or take your time and do all that. But, you know, one of the good things too that they had was the vending machines, like the pop machines. They had a Fruitopia machine. So, boy, I'm getting nostalgic, man. I just kind of wish I could go back to then, but you can't, you know. I'm grown up now. I'm a grown man. So all we have is good memories, you know. But it's National Winnie the Pooh Day, like I said, Thesaurus Day, and Peking Duck. So all kinds of information to go around, and, you know, all kinds of good food to eat. If you can hear in the background, I got the Eagles going on today. They have another tour coming out. Of course, this one will be without Don Felder, and it will be without the late, great Glenn Frey, who we're going to talk about right now, because on this date in 2016, just about 6 years ago, we lost a musical genius, Glenn Frey, I think that's how I remembered it, Frey, F-R-E-Y, former founding member of the Eagles and had a very successful solo career. He died at the age of 67 from complications with rheumatoid arthritis, colitis, and pneumonia. My gosh, rest in peace, Glenn. You rocked that freaking acoustic like no other, man. I always loved seeing videos of them, like, back in the 70s when he had his handlebar mustache. And, you know, he just had a real good voice. You know, he had great harmonies. Of course, the Eagles are known for their harmonies. And, you know, they're known for their songs, too. But their harmonies is where it's at. That was, and they would, it was cool because I've never seen them live, other than, like, DVDs and YouTube and all that. But before the shows, they would do, like, a cappella, and they would get all their harmonies in line and everything. It was just so beautiful listening to it. You know, no music, just singing a cappella and, you know, harmonies. That's one of the most, it just brings a tear to your eye, you know. Just a good harmony can really hit you. A bad harmony can irritate the shit out of you. But, you know, back to old Glenn Frey. Like I said, he passed away at 67 from rheumatoid arthritis, colitis, and pneumonia. He co-founded the Eagles with Don Henley, Bernie Leadon, and Randy Meisner. Those two of the three are no longer in the band. Right now it's Don Henley, and Don Felder ain't even playing with them on this tour. It's Vince Gill is filling in for him, and who's filling in for Glenn Frey? I think it might be his son, to be honest with you. It kind of looks like him. I haven't looked too much into it, but that's just my gut instinct. But like I said, Glenn had a very successful solo career as well. 4 top 40 hits. You know, a lot of them you guys might remember or know. You Belong to the City, Smuggler's Blues, The One You Love, and The Heat Is On. Yes. Yes, we need heat. It's cold here in Ohio. If anyone's listening to this podcast from out of state, we got hit pretty, I mean, we got hit decent with snow. We got about, what, I think, maybe 6 inches within the past 2 days. Temperatures have been flirting up and down. Tomorrow it's going to be 45. So right now it's, what, 20 in the 20s or something. At night it gets real cold, obviously, but you know, it hit us a little bit late. Usually around December we would be getting snow, but hey, we got it now, and it's just pretty to look at, and it's fun to play in, fun to drive in. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. But right now, just want to pay a tribute to Mr. Glenn Frey. We want to thank you for your songwriting, your patronage, you know, your music. Everything. So rest in peace, buddy. You know, you're hard to replace, you know, as a lot of musicians of that caliber are. I mean, Eddie Van Halen, Jimi Hendrix, you know, the list goes on and on. I could go, but I will just stop right there. But one thing that you can go on if you want to get a hold of me is social media. Hey, everyone's got it. I got it. Who doesn't have it? Hell, I think my grandma, if she was still alive, rest in peace, grandma. Love you. She'd probably have a Facebook or some kind of social media, or she'd be like, what the hell is this shit? You know, miss you, grandma. But anyway, if you guys and girls want to get a hold of me, you can do so. If you're over on Twitter, I am at BROHR3. If you're over on the gram, seeing what kind of stuff I'm posting, you can do that. And I am at BROHR, all lowercase. If you're over on TikTok, scrolling through, you know, seeing what the world's up to, you can find me on there. And I am at BrianRohr1986, all lowercase letters. And if you want to donate to this podcast, spread the word to the masses and get this sucker, that's right, on the road. Thank you for filling in for me there. You can do so, and that is www.patreon.com/R(OCKNROHR22). As always, I'll have these in the show notes, the links to everything in the show notes. And while you're at it, please give me a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you listen to this on at. I'm all over the place, so there's no corner that I am not taking up. Is that the right phrasing? Yeah, I mean, you can find me on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, Google, Good Pods, Podchaser, Reason. Maybe I'm all over the place. Just Google Rock and Roar, and it should pop on there. If not, let me know, and I'll add it to the list of podcast platforms that we would like to be on. I say we, it's just me, so that's scary when you're talking to yourself in the second person. I swear I'm not schizo. That'd be scary, though. Oh, that's a great song right here. It's another tequila sunrise. You guys and girls ever had a tequila sunrise? Couldn't really tell you what's in it. I'm not a big drinker, not really a drinker at all. I'll have, you know, an occasional beverage now and then, but tequila sunrise sounds pretty good. I mean, maybe tropical, maybe it's something tropical. So on today's show, we're going to cover just a little bit of festivals going on. There's a new one coming out. It's called When We Were Young Festival. It's emo band galore. If anyone listening to this show is from, like, listen to the music from like 2000 to 2006, maybe emo, I mean, all that shit, like Taking Back Sunday, Brand New, My Chemical Romance, Seosin, Taking Back Sunday, did I already say them? If I did, I'm sorry. Yeah, My Chemical Romance, I mean, emo band galore. It's metal core galore, I guess, type thing. But that's going to be coming out. So we'll talk about that. And Daniel Radcliffe, if anyone here is not familiar with Mr. Radcliffe, he's most known popular for the Harry Potter. He was in Harry Potter. And he wasn't in the Twilight. That was some other dude, wasn't it? I didn't really watch any of the movies, to be honest with you. I just know him from Harry Potter. Didn't really even watch Harry Potter, just seen him. I'll shut up now about Daniel Radcliffe, but yeah, he's set to play Weird Al Yankovic, or Yankovic, however you pronounce it, in a movie. So that's going to be interesting. Another topic we'll talk about is Celine Dion has canceled her North American tour because of her health issues. So please get better, Celine. Good Lord, we need your voice right now more than ever. Another topic we'll talk about is instrumental music, yay or nay. See if you guys and girls like it. And face tattoos, and head tattoos. It's a popular thing going on. So we'll touch base with all that. On top of our list, the When We Were Young tour. So, When We Were Young, that's the motto of today. You know, I was talking about elementary school and high school and everything. Well, growing up in Newark in about 2000, was really good. You know, I was playing in the band. I'm not trying to toot my own horn here or anything. I'm just trying to give you guys an insight of what was going on at the time. So the year 2000 was playing in Dying for Tomorrow. So we was inspired by all the music that we was listening to. At that time, it was Thursday, Poison the Well, Thrice. My interest was a little bit different than everyone else in the band, but in the same aspect, it was similar, if that makes sense. Thursday was the biggest band of our that we were influenced by. I can say that, you know, speaking for everyone in the band, you know, James, Dustin, David, and Nick. Nick liked Thursday, but he wasn't a big fan like the rest of us were. It was just when they came out, I mean, it was, when Full Collapse came out, that record really made us want to work harder in the band, write better songs, write better lyrics, write better music, you know, everything, work as a team. And, you know, so they were a big influence to us, but a lot of other bands at the time, you know, Thrice was a big one. Deftones for me was a big one. Who else? I listened to a little bit more of the harder stuff. So Snapcase, Vision of Disorder, Hatebreed, who else we got? Poison Well, like I said. So A Long Winter, you know, and then I started getting into the metal and trying to incorporate that into some songs, and worked out really good. Had a real good time. But anyway, back to what the hell we were talking about, the topic, When We Were Young Festival. So if you guys and girls want to see who's playing, I'm telling you, it just came out today. It's like Warped Tour on steroids, if that makes sense to all of you. So you're going to have a good combination of punk, ska, hardcore, you know, maybe a little bit of metal here and there, emo, of course, and, you know, just good music, bring back good memories, good nostalgia going on there. So, and it'll be interesting to see how these bands still play, you know, how they still sound. You know, Coheed Cambria, I heard them the other day, their new record, Claudio still sounds the same. So really hasn't changed much over the years, I should say. Guitar playing's still bomb as always. So, you know, they're just a real good band. But yeah, check them out if you guys want to see the lineup. Like I said, it's called the When We Were Young Festival. It's going down in Vegas. It might be a 3-day event. With the bands, amount of bands that they have on there, it better be a 3-day event, because if not, you're going to have every band play 2 songs and that's it. And who wants to see that? You know, you spend more time setting up than you do playing. Come on now. One thing, our next topic we'll talk about, speaking of playing, Daniel Radcliffe is set to play Weird Al Yankovic in a movie. I don't know if it's a biopic movie, but he's supposed to be playing Weird Al. Any of you have no idea who Weird Al Yankovic is, Yankovic, however you pronounce it. He is Jewish, so I'm not sure how is it Yankovic. But anyway, what he did was he made a living off of parodies. So he was making fun of songs, popular songs at the time, but he made them catchy. He was so good at it. And, you know, a lot of artists, like he did Michael Jackson's Beat It, but he named it Eat It. And, you know, he's talking about eating cheeseburgers and getting real fat. And, you know, he was making fun of them, but in a tasteful way. Amish Paradise instead of Gangster's Paradise. What else we got? That's just all the ones I can think of off the top of my head. I mean, this guy's had many, many records come out. I remember when my brother first got his Weird Al's cassette, he was doing the Jurassic Park logo, but it was, instead of a dinosaur's head, it was his head. It's just a black cover with the Jurassic Park logo with his head on it. And, you know, just really good. He made, like I said, millions off of making fun of songs, popular songs. And most of the time, the artists were happy with them. You know, they didn't, they were like, yeah, you know, imitation is the highest form of flattery type thing. So they weren't afraid of, you know, him making fun of them. If anything, it would make them more popular. So their sales went up, his sales went up. It was a win-win for both artists. But there was some artists that, you know, had some pushback. I think Coolio had it against him, and, you know, because Gangster's Paradise, and then he did Amish Paradise, and, you know, it's really not that big of a deal, but, I mean, to Coolio it was, and you don't want to mess with Coolio, man. I've seen him in the kitchen. Shit gets violent. But, I mean, Weird Al, I think he still might be doing music out now, or he's doing a podcast, at least. I know that for sure. But he still might be releasing new music. He was always funny to listen to. White and Nerdy was another one. Instead of Riding Dirty, White and Nerdy. You know, he was funny as hell. He still is. So that'll be interesting to see how Mr. Ratcliffe does playing Weird Al. Not sure when it's going to come out, so just keep a lookout. Just like the Foo Fighters and their horror movie, that'll be interesting to see when that comes out. Hopefully around Halloween, that'd be nice. That's just like they just released Scream 6, or the newest Scream, what, 2 weeks ago. Dude, it's January, man. You should have done that in October. But it was all that they couldn't get at the time, so I guess it is okay. I don't know. All right, so next on the list, next on topic, we got Celine Dion has canceled her North American tour because of her health. Not too sure what is going on with her health. Hopefully it's nothing serious, you know, because the last thing we want is another juggernaut voice to leave us. And I mean, we still got Mariah and, you know, Celine, we still got her. And, you know, who else? I think Barbara Streisand's still around. But, I mean, we lost Whitney Houston. Martina McBride's still around. She's got a great voice. Kelly Clarkson's great voice. Carrie Underwood. I mean, so we still got great singers. But, I mean, Celine Dion, buddy, when she came out, I got a good friend of mine, Ryan Francis, if you're listening, buddy. Yeah, this is for you, bud. He's a big, big Celine Dion fan. And he's seen her many times. I'm not too sure if he met her. That'd be awesome. But, you know, she just has great music. I mean, yeah, everyone knows her from the Titanic song, My Heart Will Go On. You know, but, I mean, she had more hits before that. And her voice is just immaculate. I mean, it don't get no better than Celine. I mean, especially when she hits them high notes. And she can extend notes, too. Like, she can hold notes for a long time, which is hard, you know, because you got to have a good breathing technique, good diaphragm and everything. So I hope you start feeling better, Celine, and, you know, get out there and entertain us, please. You know, I'd like to see you. If you come around to Ohio, might swing up a ticket. Just don't make them like $250 each, please. Good Lord. You people make enough money. It's like, come on, you know, we're hardworking people. Make it reasonable. Am I right? Who's with me? So next on the topics, we're going to talk about instrumental music. Yay or nay? I don't know if I've brought this up on any of the pods before. But instrumental music, I was listening to a band today. They're a progressive metal band. They're called Animals as Leaders. It's a three-piece band with the virtuoso Tosin Abasi. Tosin Abasi. The guy's got a crazy name, got crazy hair, crazy guitar, but he can fucking rip, man. He's 39 years young, and, you know, he's a force to be reckoned with, you know, but their band is all instrumental. There's no singing in it. You know, kind of like Elevator Music, there's no singing in it, but you know what songs they are by the melody and everything. But instrumental music, I mean, it's Joe Satriani, Steve Vai, who else we got? Michelangelo Basio, or radio, however you say it. Who else we got instrumental? I wrote a couple instrumental songs. The one thing with instrumental songs or being in an instrumental band is you better be good, because you're filling in for the vocalist, so there's going to be no vocals, obviously. But you're going to have to find a way to keep the audience's attention. So whether that be crazy music, whether that be your live show, whether it be, you know, interaction, you know, you have to work a little bit extra harder, because you don't have a front man, you know, pumping the crowd up or anything. It's just you and your instruments, however many are you in the band. So yay or nay for me, I love it, man. I love instrumental music. I was listening to, like I said, Animals as Leaders, but then there's also on Spotify, it's called Lo-Fi Beats, and it's just music. It's just instrumental music, just drum beats, no lyrics or nothing. It's just good background music, good working music. You know, if you're working like around the house, or, you know, if you're just chilling out and you want something cool to listen to, or you're working, Lo-Fi Beats, it's pretty good. I mean, there's no lyrics or nothing, so depending on if it's got your attention, it might put you to sleep, it might not, I don't know. I'm not the lo-fi spokesperson, but it's just cool to listen to every now and then. I mean, just you're tired of, you know, the same old song, same old classic rock bullshit, put that on and, you know, just listen to some good old drums. Who doesn't love drums? Or face tattoos. What is going on with people wanting face tattoos? I mean, Mike Tyson, he did it a long time ago, and now you got Cardi B. She wants to put her son's face on her face. And then Demi Lovato wants to put a tattoo of her grandmother on her head. Like, that's cool that you want to pay tribute to, you know, your loved ones and everything, but on your face, on your head, my God. It was cool when Tyson did it, you know, because his is like kind of like tiger stripes, like kind of. It's around his eye and his head and everything, but I don't know. I guess when you run out of options on your arms and your legs, or your, you know, your stomach or your back, whatever, your head, that would just hurt so damn much. I mean, there's not much cartilage up there. It's just all bone. But, I mean, it's your body, so you can do whatever you want to it. I'm not saying don't get it. I'm just saying that I won't be getting a face tattoo. God, I'm afraid of needles as it is. Speaking of needles, if any of you haven't seen the pictures floating around on the interweb, I did get injured last week. I'm doing okay. I guess had an accident at work, piece of sheet metal had a burr on it, on the top of it, and my hand slipped off and cut me pretty damn good. Got cut across three fingers, my middle, my index, and my pointer on my left hand, on my left hand, so it's not my dominant hand, but just got three stitches, like I said, in the middle, four in the ring. They come out this week, but I just that quick, you know, they happen that quick, so just gotta be careful, and like I said, I'm doing good, so just keep on trucking, you know. Hopefully I'll be able to play guitar. That's the hardest thing, is looking around and, you know, seeing the guitars just sitting there, and, you know, I can go over and pluck them, but it's just not the same. But it's better than nothing. But I mean, yeah, face tattoos, I'm good on that, folks. I'm sorry, and, you know, no offense to anyone if you do have them. If you do, please let me know how that felt. Did you have to, you know, have them put you to sleep, or, you know, that just all depends. Did you have a beer? I guess some people say you shouldn't drink and get tattoos because it thins your blood or something. I don't know. That's just what they tell me. So those were our topics we're going to talk about today. Like I said, if you guys have any insight or, you know, you want to ask me anything related to the show or anything personal, you know, depending on what the question is, I'll answer you in person or online. So reach out to me if you have any questions about what we talked about. And, you know, we'll go on to our next topic. Our next section is our top five. So I kind of alluded to it in the beginning of the show, talking about, you know, snow days and everything. So today, being that we got snow outside and, you know, it's just pretty, it's pretty fun. We're going to talk about my top five favorite snow memories. So memories that I've had with snow over the past 35 years. Here we go. Like as always, this is no in particular order. I'll just talk about them, then we'll go back through them and talk about them a little bit more. So on the list, we got Geller Park. I got ice skating. Got donuts in the Geo. The Newark High Hill. And the Igloo. I know that's all kind of jumbled together, but like I said, we're going to go through them right now. So one of my favorite snow memories is Geller Park. So if no one here listening is familiar with Geller Park, it is in Heath, Ohio. It's behind the mall. So I forget the actual name of it. I just remember it as Geller Park. My grandma used to live in the apartments right beside it, McMillan Woods. And we would walk over she lived right by the train tracks, so you could cross the train tracks and get into Geller Park. And, I mean, it's still there. It's still open. But they had the best sledding hills. The best. Oh, my God. They had two big-ass hills. And one of them, so if you're looking at the main hill, it was the hill on the right-hand side. It was in between this forest. It was so cool. But you would go down this hill, and then it kind of like bottomed out. But then it had like a little ramp at the end of it. You can make them bigger if you wanted, you know, pile of snow on it and everything. But it would just send you flying. And, you know, we would take we took a lot of like sleds down there. The saucers were the great ones to play with. Snowboards, you could do it. There were people that were snowboarding. Never really gave it a shot, you know. I'd like to go, like, to a snow park and all that, like snow trails or Mad River Mountain or, you know, that type of stuff. I think that'd be fun. Sorry, I had to get some water. But Geller Park, they had two of the best hills there. And, I mean, we would go there and Mom would make us put our feet, like wrap them in grocery bags just to keep them warm, keep water from getting in there. We'd tie it up and then we'd put our shoes on. And man, we would go out there all geared up, all ready for, you know, playing in the snow and for hours and hours and hours. And Geller Park, it was just easy to get to. It was like a 15-minute walk from our house at the time. And you know, closer for grandma, just right over the train tracks, boom, you're there. And I mean, it's still open. It's still open nowadays. They have a playground there. They have a volleyball court. They have, what else they got? They got batting cages. They got baseball diamonds. You know, they got baseball field, you know, big parking lot. So plenty to do there. And it was cool because they had like this statue at the top of the hill. And it was had a picnic table, not a picnic table, like a bench up there. And I would go there sometimes. I'd take my acoustic guitar and use the van, drive over there, and you know, just sit up there and just strum. It was so peaceful, so peaceful. Love Geller Park. Another memory is ice skating. So never really was good at rollerblading or roller skating, but man, ice skating, I could tear that ice rink up. They had an ice rink in Newark. It still might be open, I'm not too sure, but it was fun to go to. Oh, excuse me, I don't know why I'm yawning. It's only 7 o'clock at night. when we're recording this, it's 7:13 right now, p.m. So, ice skating, it was just fun. I mean, a lot of people were intimidated by it, you know, because they're like, oh, I'm going to hurt myself and all that. And, you know, you probably will getting used to it, but I'm telling you, if I can do it, and I got bum ankles, bum knees, you know, you guys can do it. You guys and girls can do it. It's fun. Once you get going, yeah, it hurts to fall. You know, no one wants to fall, but, you know, sometimes it happens. But, you know, look at the hockey players. I mean, they do it all the time, and, you know, they go fast, too. So, it's just fun ice skating. Give it a shot sometime. I know they are opening up a new one somewhere here in Ohio. I had just seen on the news the last week that there is a city, I think it's around Columbus probably, but might be Alexandria, Ohio. Don't quote me on it, but they are having their own skating rink outside, so that'd be awesome to go to. Another good snow memory was donuts in the Geo. My brother, he had a Geo Metro, which was a little, it was a little green car, and just like a four, it was a four-seater, but really only two people could fit in there. But we would go, oh my goodness, I'm sorry. Not very professional, I'm sorry about that. But we would go, like to parking lots and all that after a good snowstorm, and ice storms was always fun. You know, we just go drifting and doing donuts and cars. I mean, that's just fun, sliding on the ice, sliding in the, you know, seeing the snow fly up and everything. You know, just be careful. Don't hit dry, you know, don't want to go from ice to dry. That can cause damage to your car. You know, it can hurt you too. But, you know, it's just fun. You just be careful. But, I mean, it's so much fun. Just drifting a little bit. That was fun. There was a big parking lot behind the Myers, which is the Kroger, the big Kroger now in Newark. There was a ball field behind there. It was a soccer field. And at the time, this was before that was even there. It was just a big parking lot. You know, you can go out there and just do donuts and shit. It was so much fun. Did some the other night. My brother-in-law and me, we did some donuts. He's got a Chevy Blazer, old school one. So, hell yeah. All-wheel drive, hell yeah. We took it in there and we had a good time, you know. Did a couple loop-de-loops and hell yeah. Got the blood flowing. It was awesome. Thank you. Next on the list, we got the Newark High Hill. This one is kind of messed up that it's a memory, but so at Newark High, they had the main hill going from the gym down to A building. There was a hill that you had to walk down, and they never salted the damn thing. It was always icy, but you never knew that it was icy. Like, it was like clear ice. I know ice is clear anyway, but anyway, you could look down and, you know, you couldn't even tell that there was ice there. You knew there was snow around, but you didn't know there was ice until you went down the hill. And I'm telling you, we would get to school early when it was snow, and we were like, if they didn't cancel school, we would go to A building real early. There would be a line of people just watching, you know, and people would be taking baby steps walking down the hill, and, you know, you'd see someone fall and they would just slide all the way down. And it was funny as hell. I've been there many times. You know, I fell down it backwards, so you know, I can laugh at it. That wasn't by choice. That was, you know, someone just being mean and flipping me around and shoving me back. So karma's on them now. But it was fun. I mean, no one got hurt, you know, and it was just, everyone was like glued to the television type thing, you know, like, oh, who's going to fall now? Oh, man. Oh, there's so-and-so fell, or, you know, oh, we got to see who, you know. It's just something to do. That's how bored we were at school. It's like, hey, let's see who falls down the hill. I know that's not very nice now, and, you know, but at the time we were young, and it's just good entertainment. So hopefully I don't know if that hill is there anymore. If it is, hopefully they're icing it. If not, please let me know if any of you are a current student there, and if you if they still watch People Fall. I'm sorry. But last on the list is Igloo in the early 90s. So when we first moved to Ohio, my dad was in, he was a military brat, so we moved from, let's see, I was born in California, all of us kids, and then moved out to Illinois, then moved to Maryland for a year, but been on, in Ohio for majority of our lives, majority of my life. So in the early 90s, we had one hell of a snowstorm. We used to get so much snow back in the day. I mean, it wasn't nothing to wake up to, you know, 8-10 inches of snow. And if they said, you know, it's going to snow tonight, you know, probably looking at 5 to 6. Nope, it was 10, at least 10. And, or 8 to 10 inches, sorry. That's what she said. But anyway, yeah, so the snow back in the day, we used to get the gobs and gobs of snow. And it was so much fun. But one year, we got so much snow that my brother and me built igloos on each side of the driveway, of my parents' driveway. And we would have little snowball fights and everything. But, I mean, it was a full-blown igloo. Like, you could get inside it and hang out in there. And it was sturdy. And, you know, it was very roomy. You could fit about 2 people in there and or a bunch of snowballs. And, you know, it was just, that's what we did. You know, we made snowmen and we made igloos. So, and we had snowball fights. So it was fun. Snow is fun, but it can be dangerous too. So be careful out there if anyone's driving. And if you're working out there, please be safe because, you know, you don't realize how much strength, how much pressure you put on your heart when you're shoveling snow. People have had heart attacks, so be careful out there, you know, give yourself some rest and everything, just be safe, you know, and for God's sake, don't get no frostbite. I don't wish that on anybody. So those were our top 5 snow memories today. Like I said, it was Geller Park, ice skating, donuts in the Geo, Newark High Hill, and igloos in the early 90s. We might be getting more snow, so we'll see what happens. We got a good amount out there now to go sledding or build you a little mini snowman. I know you guys were probably waiting for me to sing that. Do you want to build a snowman? Do you want to build a snowman? That song's going to be in my head and your head for the rest of the day. But, you know, that brings us to our end of the show. And at the end of the show, I always like to do this little did you know, little nugget of information for all y'all to digest and do with it as you may. That was a tongue twister. So on today's did you know zoophobia is the fear of animals? Zoophobia. I'm not making that up, folks. It's an actual phobia, and it's the fear of animals. I mean, animals are the most, they can be, depending on how you train them, they can be violent, but majority of them are just so kind and cuddly, and they're just so cute, and, you know, they're more afraid of us than we're afraid of them type thing. So, to be afraid of animals, though, I think that would crush me, to be honest with you. Hell, anytime you see the ASPCA commercial on TV, we switch the damn channel, you know, or tell our dogs, you know, you're lucky, that could be you on there, and, you know, you guys are lucky you have owners that, you know, keep you in the warmth and keep you food, and, you know, we are, you know, we're lucky to have them, you know, they're lucky to have us, we're lucky to have them, so. Zoophobia people, I am terribly sorry. Maybe stuffed animals, would that work? Or a fish, you know, they're not too bad. They're not a lot of maintenance, just got to clean the tank out. But zoophobia, there you go. The word of the day, zoophobia is the fear of animals. I'm so sorry. Excuse me. Oh, good thing you guys didn't smell that. We had crab cakes and, let's see, for dinner we had crab cakes and shrimp cocktail, and then we had this like vegetable cauliflower rice mixture. Really good and healthy, and you know, it's good on a cold night. Can't beat seafood. Sorry if anyone here doesn't like it. I love it, man. I love seafood, any time of it, any type of it, any time good too. Day or night, don't matter. But with that being said, I just want to give a big thanks to everyone for listening to another episode, and hopefully you got some good entertainment, good knowledge out of it. As always, I want to give a big thanks to our veterans, past, present, overseas. You know, we're thinking about all of you, and you know, thank you for taking the ultimate sacrifice and defending our land. You know, we owe you everything, and you deserve everything. So, big thanks to the military and our veterans, past and present, like I said, and a big thanks to you guys and girls for giving me another listen, and you know, hopefully, like I said, getting some kind of good entertainment out of it. And if there's anything y'all want to hear or want me to change or anything, please don't be afraid to drop me a line on the socials, or if you know me in person, just come up and talk to me about what you would like to see or what you don't want to see or what you don't want to hear. I guess you can't see nothing. It's a podcast. But with that being said, we're going to end the show with the sweet, sweet sounds of the Eagles. Mr. Glenn Frey will be serenaded you. And, you know, he knows when you're lying. You got them lying eyes. So, guys, have a good rest of your evening, and I will talk to you later. Thank you.